I'm probably more famous for sitting on the toilet than for anything else that I do.
My point of view is not a normal point of view. I think that all people are assholes until proven different.
A lot of what we do is designed to annoy people to the point where they might, just for a second, question enough of their environment to do something about it.
This is the Mothers of Connection radio show. I'm your host, Ken Corin, and you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is show number 50 that marks 1 year of the Mothers of Connection. We are...
Man, I can't believe we've been doing this a year.
I know, man. It seems like yesterday, man. You didn't even jump in right away from the beginning. It was just me. And then I said, I'm going to need some technical support.
Yeah, then Calvin was helping you for a while. And then I was like, I got to get in on this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a steady paycheck for you. So that's good. I mean, I pay you...
Dude, you buy me coffee and a pack of cigarettes.
That is true. I mean, that was the deal. So Roscoe and I are together getting to know each other over this past year. And we want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in, whether it's in the archive form or listening live from anywhere. Anyway, this show is called Frank Around the World. We are going to be traveling to places with our ears. If we can't go there physically, we are going to go there with our hearts and our ears and take trips to various parts of the world with songs that are connected to Frank Zappa. Today we'll be going to London, to Brazil, to, I don't know, I'm figuring it out as we go.
Dude, can't we just go to like Chicago and get a deep dish pizza?
You know, I'm flying here, so I'm steering it, Roscoe. So, first stop on our trip around the globe is going to be to Germany, to the area, the region, Bavaria. That's where Munich is. It's landlocked. It's got a lot of culture, beer, and white sausage. And Frank Zappa played a show there. He was in Germany quite a bit. Big fan base in Germany, so if you're listening from there, shout out. And there was this album, Transfusion, that came out posthumously. And that came out in 2006. It's a collection of solos and just great instrumental music for anybody that likes shredding guitar work. But the special part of this one is that he's playing with his son, Dweezil. And they used to play I Am the Walrus. It was the only Beatles song that Zappa reportedly actually liked. And they're in the middle of this I Am the Walrus jam at Rudi Sedlmayr Sporthalle, Munich, Germany, May 9th, 1988. It was one of the last great tours with the band that included Mike Keneally, Bobby Martin, Scott Tunis, Chad Wackerman. It's beautiful. Bavarian sunset. So to me, it sounds like a sunrise. It's beautiful. So I want to kick off the show with that. And then we're going to take a trip to London where Van Morrison pops in for a little Dead Girls of London, the name of the song. So yeah, Van the Man actually took the stage with Frank. He seems like a unlikely duo. So let's keep rocking. Radio Free Brooklyn, you can listen to on the app or from your laptop. I suggest hooking it up to a Bluetooth. Get it, make it loud. Thank you for joining me today, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thank you. of London. We think we are fine. We ain't hitting no nothing but the boutique frame of
Yeah, welcome back to Radio Free Brooklyn, the Mothers of Connection show. I am your host, Kent Corin. We thank you for tuning in. That was Van Morrison with Frank Zappa. Even that one surprised me when I heard and that the two of them sang together live. They recorded that song, and it never made it onto an album because of contractual landmine-type territory where they just couldn't be released together because Frank was on Warner Brothers at the time, and Van was. But when Frank went to go start his own record label, he couldn't put Van Morrison on the album. So then his violinist, L. Shankar, had an album called Touch Me There in 1979, and he was able to sneak it onto his album. So the record business is a tricky monster, That's why Frank used to say, I was with Warner Brothers for 8 fucking years. And he used to wear a t-shirt, I think, that said, Warner Brothers sucks, and so forth. So he felt burned. But later it came out on a bootleg version, which you just heard. Now we are going to go south of the equator, down to Brazil, with a band known as Genesis. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. The connection there is Chester Thompson was the drummer with Frank Zappa in the 70s, as you know or don't know. And he went on to play with Genesis, sitting next to, on a massive drum kit, beside Phil Collins. So the two of them would play together. And that's the connection. So enjoy a little trip down to one of my favorite countries that I've, one of the coolest countries I've ever visited. Got to experience Carnival and favelas and all kinds of stuff. Pau de queijo, those little cheese balls.
Dude, what are you saying?
Oh, you would love these, Roscoe, because you love bread and cheese. They're like these little cheese puffery things that are native to Brazil, and lots of acai.
Oh, what, that yuppie fruit?
It's not yuppie. It's good for you. Anyway, let's go down to south of the equator, down to Brazil. You are listening to Genesis. The name of the song is The Brazilian. And I'll talk to you when we come out of this rock block. Thanks for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
your heart. Reveal your ancient mysteries to me. I'm searching for an answer, but somewhere deep inside, but somewhere in my mind, I left my heart in England with the girl I left behind. I've got to follow my heart wherever it takes me. I've got to follow my
to Portugal, take me to Spain. Andalusia with fields full of grain. I have to see you again and again. Take me, Spanish caravan. Yes, I know you can.
Joseph's face was black as night. The pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked his days under Africa's skies. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Take this child, Lord, from Tucson, Arizona. Give her the wings to fly through harmony, and she won't bother you no more. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain. Da boom ba boom ba boom ba ooh. Da boom ba boom ba boom ba ooh. Da boom ba boom ba boom ba ooh. As black as the night, and the pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked the length of his days under African skies.
Here I'm, I talk.
That's right. That song is all about the anti-apartheid protest song that came out in 1980. I chose that for a trip down to Africa. Then we went to the Under African Skies off the beautiful Graceland album. Now let's continue on to, where do we want to go next? Roscoe, where to?
Well, dude, it says you want to play a song by a band called Wings.
A band called Wings. The great Paul McCartney connected to, Frank is forever connected to the Beatles because Ringo Starr was in a movie, a musical movie called 200 Motels that most fans know, but the average listener probably doesn't, and maybe they shouldn't. It's very avant-garde, but it's very Frankie. So he's forever connected, and to Lennon as well. I don't know if he can't find much on McCartney, but Spirits of Ancient Egypt. And while we're in Egypt, we're going to stay down there for a song called King Solomon's Marbles off one of my favorite, not one of, my favorite band, The Grateful Dead. Frank Zappa is my favorite musician. I don't know. It's tough, but The Grateful Dead, I've spent probably more hours listening to Jerry and company than most bands. So, and then we'll end the hour on a song. You'll have to stick around to hear what it is. But just to recap, we started over in Europe with Germany and Bavaria, went over to London, head down to Brazil, and made our way to, we went to India and Africa, and now we're going to head down to Egypt. So thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the trip around the world with your ears, heart, and mind, and soul. And since we can't go there, music will always take us to places, and that can be anywhere in your mind. So let's continue this journey together. Enjoy the music. If you have anything you want to say or reach out to me, kent@radiofreebrooklyn.org. Also go to Mothers of Connection Facebook page. And then just check out Radio Free Brooklyn. People are working hard to get these shows to you right now. And, you know, we have the time, so let's lend some ears to Radio Free Brooklyn.